as well, who is the Republican president. And when we read out those messages, who knows? The president could just be listening to your birthday message to him.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Government Chief Whip says no opposition MP walkout expected during Constitution Amendment Bill debate. Mixed reactions among stakeholders over FRA's 340 kwacha maize buying price. And in global news, IDF says roads to Gaza aid centers are combat zones as sites close for a day. Good morning, I'm Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Government Chief Whip Stafford Morosa says no walkout is expected among opposition members of parliament during debate of the proposed constitution amendment bill when sitting resumes next week. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Morosa has revealed that 75% of the opposition MPs have already agreed to support the constitution amendment bill once it is tabled in National Assembly, thereby making its passage into law and complicated. According to Mr. Morosa, no opposition MPs, aside from those who want to politicize everything, will walk out on the bill because it has already been agreed that it should be supported considering how progressive and inclusive it is. He explains that the proposed constitution amendment bill is one which is welcome in the House as it was agreed a long time ago among the ruling and opposition MPs.
The bill has support from both sides, of course 100% from the ruling party and I can say 75% from the opposition. So I don't see more opposition working all on that bill. We have agreed. And you see, one important thing about this bill is very progressive. No, it is inclusive. No, it also promotes good governance. So I don't see any opposition, apart from those that we know, there's so much opposition as in opposition on every bill that was agreed long time ago. Opposition, members, leaders themselves. I can assure you that even as Parliament opens next week, the members of Parliament are united on this deal. 75% of the opposition MPs are with this deal. So I don't see many opposition MPs working up.
Some stakeholders in the agriculture sector have raised concerns over the Food Reserve Agency FRA's announced maize price for the 2025 crop marketing season. The FRA has set the maize buying price at 340 kwacha per 50 kg bag, a 10 kwacha increase from last year's 330 kwacha. In an interview with Phoenix News, the Small Scale Farmers Development Agency SOFADA has expressed disappointment with the announced price, stating that it should have been increased by at least 50 kwacha per 50 kg bag. SOFADA Executive Director Boyd Mowe argues that the minimal price difference does not justify the high production costs, estimated at around $1,000 per hectare, further stating that farmers have invested so much to get a 10 kwacha increase.
Let's yes, if it was the KG, if you look at the KG, I would say yes. I mean, but it's the bag, 50 kg bag. I think it's not fair. It's not favorable. Looking at what farmers are putting in, we didn't expect that anyway. We expected that probably there will be an increment of 40, 50 kwacha or 100 kwacha. We thought maybe they will tell us they're going to buy at 380 or 400 kwacha. And that's what most of the farmers were predicting, to say this year maybe the price will be good.
Meanwhile, Zambia Small Scale Farmers Network Executive Director Edward Nsama notes that while the 10 kwacha increase may not be significant, farmers should focus on exporting their produce to maximize profits.
Even though 10 kwacha I think is not enough, but however, we should also understand and appreciate difficult conditions or circumstances the government is operating through. So for now, just have to encourage our farmers that they should concentrate on selling their product outside, you know, outside Zambia, where their produce will fetch more money.
However, Millers Association of Zambia President Andrew Chintala says that the announced price is fair, adding that millers will buy more maize from farmers, approximately 1.8 metric tons compared to the FRA.
Since from the start of the market has been from 5.5 to about 6.2. So those are the prices. The difference is quite minimal, but I think we are able to manage. We are buying big stock. We're buying a bigger quantity compared to FRA. Our target is to get 1.8 million metric tons. That also considering into account that we're also trying to look at how we structure the export market. So we're looking at the quantity, first of all. That is very, very important to bear in mind. And also our price on the market is actually based on different markets where we are buying.
International relations expert Edgar Siluimba believes that Chinese ambassador to Zambia Han Jing's recent reaffirmation of Zambia-China relations signals a significant boost towards the successful completion of Zambia's debt restructuring process. Following Ambassador Han's remarks during the relaunch of Lubambe copper mines last week that the current state of Zambia-China relations are at all-time high, marked a major milestone following the takeover of Lubambe copper mines by Chinese firm JCHX Mining, Mr. Siluimba noted that the high-level engagement reflects China's enduring commitment to its partnership with Zambia across key sectors. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Siluimba states that the ambassador's public endorsement of bilateral ties serves as a strong signal of continued collaboration in mining infrastructure and rail transport development. He has, however, cautioned politicians to avoid making divisive statements that could harm long-standing diplomatic ties with strategic partners like China. Mr. Siluimba explains that while there was never a diplomatic standoff between Zambia and China, local opposition leaders mischaracterized Zambia's position, often suggesting that the country is pro-West and anti-China.
We are talking about the Zambia-Chinese relationship with regards to the building of the rail infrastructure from and rehabilitating the rail infrastructure from Tanzania all the way getting into Zambia. You know, that's a commitment from the Chinese government which they made sometime last year. I mean, it's all these conversations, you know. So that just tells you that the political conversations which we might have as politicians in Zambia does not speak to the country's position or the host countries or the sending country's position. So the statement there by the Chinese envoy to Zambia just validates that these two countries have a lot to achieve than to lose, and they will continue working to.
President Hakainde Hichilema's political advisor, Levi Ngoma, has stated that it is not mandatory for the head of state to declare his assets. The call for President Hichilema to declare his assets has resurfaced after he staged an auction sale for bulls at one of his farms over the weekend, raising eyebrows among his political competitors. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Ngoma has questioned whether the president had committed any offense by not declaring his assets, saying it is unfair for his political competitors to politicize everything to suit their agenda. He has accused those pushing for the president to declare his assets of playing politics, because the matter